finding a White House chief of staff.
The president's top pick pulls out.
Snow cripples mid-Atlantic travelers.
Very difficult, very challenging right now. Please bear with us.
Meeting your mom at age 69.
I went right over to her and gave her a big hug and started bawling.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump's shopping for a new White House chief of staff. His top pick to succeed John Kelly decided not to take the job. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, after more than a year of talk of strained relations with his top aide, the president finally announced on Saturday that John Kelly would depart at the end of the year, and Mr. Trump said he'd name a replacement in a day or two. But late yesterday, the man atop the president's list took himself out of consideration. Nick Ayers, the vice president's senior aide, said he would rather go home to Georgia. At age 36, Ayers is already a millionaire member of the political consulting class. He says he'll run a pro-Trump super PAC and spend time with his young family. Ayers' decision leaves the president without a clear choice for chief of staff as Democrats prepare to take over the House and 2020 campaigns begin to take shape. Speculation now centers around Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus. Steve?
Well, two tweets this morning from President Trump on the Russia investigation. He misspells smoking twice to say there's no smoking gun. This follows Friday's court filing by the special counsel. Gerald Nadler, top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, says there should be concern about hush money payments to women in 2016.
Certainly they'd be impeachable offenses because even though they were committed before the president became president, they were committed in the service of fraudulently obtaining the office.
CBS's Paula Reed.
You have federal prosecutors laying out in detail the most direct evidence to date linking the president to possible criminal activity. So now, in addition to the special counsel's investigation into possible obstruction or collusion, the president's own Justice Department is alleging that he has committed campaign finance violations. Prosecutors allege that he was trying to secretly manipulate the election by buying the silence of alleged mistresses ahead of the campaign.
Well, snow and ice pounded parts of North Carolina and Virginia, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Fire official Mike Armstrong's trying to clear Interstate 81 in Virginia.
We're going to deploy all-terrain vehicles at various locations throughout the interstate and try to get to the stranded motorists, see if there's anything we can do for them while they're waiting for the traffic to be cleared.
Correspondent Meg Oliver is in Fletcher, North Carolina.
Highway and utility workers are scrambling to get roads and power lines up and running this morning. Mike Ritchie spent the night in his truck after getting stranded on the side of the road.
What were the driving conditions like?
Terrible. That's why we had to pull over. I just called my work and told him, and he's like, well, you guys got to keep moving when it's snowing. I'm like, we couldn't. There's no way.
I'm Jim Crisul in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. A historic December storm has disrupted ground and air travel across parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. It was a slow go for Tom Cuthbertson as he traveled snowy I-40 in western North Carolina.
I'm prepared. I got blankets. I got jumpsuits. So I could lay in the snow if I wanted to.
A person was killed when a tree fell onto their car outside of Charlotte. 2 feet of snow fell in Grayson County in the mountains of southwestern Virginia.
Well, back-to-back storms in California, Sierra Nevada have left more than twice the snowpack level compared to the same time a year ago. Late last night, fire raced through a home in Youngstown, Ohio. Police Chief Barry Finley says they found five children.
As soon as the bulk of the fire was locked down, they started what we call a primary search, and they found them.
Two of the children were dead. The other three died later at a hospital. The mother of the kids made it out alive. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Defiance from Tesla founder Elon Musk in the wake of his securities fraud settlement with government regulators. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
I want to be clear. I do not respect the SEC. I do not respect them.
The deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission forced Musk to give up his role as chairman of the carmaker, and he downplayed the reports of his erratic behavior.
I was certainly under insane stress and crazy hours, but the system would have failed if I was truly erratic.
Musk says it's not realistic that the new chairwoman of the board at Tesla can watch over his actions. He is the company's largest shareholder. The European Union's top court says Britain can change its mind over Brexit. Prime Minister Theresa May says the government has no intention now of halting the process. The British Parliament is set to vote on a draft agreement with the 27 EU member states tomorrow. A woman who gave birth in 1949 was told her child had died. Just recently, a DNA test proved otherwise and led to a tearful meeting. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Genevieve Mitch never saw the baby girl she gave birth to as an unmarried teenager.
I was told in the hospital I want to see the baby. They told me she died.
That was common practice in the 40s and 50s.
That's daughter Connie Moultrip, who'd spent decades searching for her birth mother and finally found a first cousin through a DNA site.
And she said, oh, that's my aunt. And, oh, by the way, she's still alive.
They met in Genevieve's Tampa home last week.
I went right over to her, gave her a big hug, and started bawling.
And catching up on seven lost decades. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Well, drivers all over the country have been witnessing a late-year drop in gas prices.
Down 22 cents in the past 3 weeks, with regular grade now averaging $2.51. The price has crashed 40 cents over the past 3 months.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average now for a gallon of regular gas is $2.51. The CDC is warning us not to indulge by eating raw cookie dough. Raw flour and eggs can be a breeding ground for E. coli or salmonella. A committee vote has landed one of baseball's power pitchers in the Hall of Fame.
He got him! And Lee Smith has nailed down the save, his 46th of the year.
Dominant closer Lee Smith chalked up 478 saves, third on the all-time list. Joining him, Harold Baines, a career 289 hitter who smashed 384 home runs. Well, 'tis the season to buy gifts and perhaps get in over your head.
Santa baby.
All those requests to Santa can get pricey, which often means pulling out your credit cards. Ted Rossman is an industry analyst for creditcards.com.
Credit card debt increases right around now. So really be responsible, especially if you already have credit card debt. Find ways to spend less.
The average American family carries more than $8,000 in credit card debt and pays an estimated $964 worth of interest. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A glimpse of the future, perhaps, in Miami. The Paramount World Center, featuring luxury condos, is adding a residential skyport on its 60th floor penthouse level, the world's first. Developers in two other Miami locations are planning the same thing, believing air taxis or transportation drones will be very big very soon. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.